Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd. Exclusively on Paramount Plus.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles. Now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
The Derby della Madonnina, Inter Milan, were looking to clinch the Scudetto in a match against their biggest inter-city rivals yesterday. It would be the first Milan derby in which a title would be decided. It was high drama. It was fiery. It was everything you could wish for. You couldn't script it better. Here's a look at how it went down.
Potential for the most memorable edition of the Derby della Madonnina yet. A derby that normally does not need its stakes introduced. The blue side of Milano versus the red. But tonight, Inter can secure the league title. Their 20th Scudetto. Whips in towards that near post. Pavar! Oh! Inter! They draw first blood through Francesco Acerbi! Here's Turam cutting inside. Turam! Oh! Have reached boiling point, and they've done it! The 20th Scudetto, the second star, is going above the badge in the most spectacular way possible.
Amazing scenes at the San Siro. The 2-1 win for Inter locked up their 20th Scudetto in club history. One more than Milan, by the way.
What was he saying about Milan yesterday?
Oh, Charlie's been waiting for this moment.
I was a little bit disappointed. I'm just saying, I was just expecting a little bit more out of Milan, to be honest. Inter were far better than them.
I agree.
I thought we weren't giving Milan their due credit.
Did they give themselves?
I don't know why you weren't giving
credit?
Them the due credit, but because they were pretty good.
They were shocking, but given the moment yesterday. I was really disappointed.
Okay.
The energy.
That's what I wanted to say. That
the player selection in a derby.
You would expect in a derby for the freaking title, I think you would expect Milan to be up to the plate. And that's at least what I was trying to evoke yesterday.
Yeah.
Because there were two teams playing and we were obviously giving Inter their very deserved flowers. But I thought we weren't hyping up Milan as we should have, despite a slump that they had hit just a week ago. But they didn't step up to the plate in the manner in which we expected them to. Inter were much better than them yesterday.
They were just complete. And this is the Inter side that they knew they had the Scudetto locked up.
Right.
But they came with the right mentality. Milan weren't even defending. Mm-hmm. It was.
This is absolutely horrendous defending.
Look at Adli in the middle. He was dreadful yesterday. Giving the ball away.
There's poor, not one defender.
Poor distribution, and then you can see the marking. It's not just him, but he was not good on the day. And can we talk about how impactful Marcus Thuram has been? Ooh. And he was signed for free. He was a free agent. The business that Inter Milan did over the summer, bringing in Benjamin Pavard and Marcus Thuram, losing Onana, Skriniar, Brozovic, and Gosens. All those players left. It was an incredible summer for Milan to balance the books, and then they go on and they have a season like this. 79 goals for and only 18 goals they've given up with the 61 goal differential.
That's incredible.
No one is even close. It's just, to put it in perspective, last season they finished third.
Mm-hmm.
72 points, they're on 86 points now. Napoli, who won the league, and we all were talking about how great Napoli were. They were
in advance.
Well, they finished with 90 points and they had four losses. They managed to score 77 goals. Inter is on 79
mm-hmm.
already.
And remember, we were talking about Inzaghi possibly losing his job last year and a complete change of tactics. They did not play this way. And Thuram also becomes, the fourth son-father combo to win the Scudetto? Just pretty great stories all around. I think the one situation in this game that you look at and you're like, what the hell's going on, is that fight? I don't want it. It was a group hug. What are we calling it?
If you're going to go, I'm sorry, if you're Milan, if you're going to go down, you couldn't do it on the pitch with the ball. Just have a little bit of dignity and ruffle some feathers. Like, it was so bad.
You to say that.
It had to get to that. Sounds like something I would say. Just coming from Derby experiences were some of when, you know, it gets bad when you don't show up. And at least to the fans, you got to show them some type of dignity.
Mm-hmm.
you got to get into it. It's like, oh, I at least they gave us some fight. Yeah, sure. But it was bad. I was so let down because I thought we were going to get more of a title fight.
Of a headline fight. After the Roma two legs, you saw this team has lost.
Dejected.
Yeah, they lost steam. The fans were coming. We saw that. The fans talking to the Milan players after the match in Roma.
Yeah.
And we've seen that earlier in Pioli's tenure last season. It's just, it's got to be better. And they're not playing well. And I look at Pioli's player selection, it's poor.
Well, Pioli in general, this is his sixth derby loss in a row. He's lost 10, which is the most of any manager in the Milan Derby. He's clearly shown, and I know that there's certain teams, and I know we don't consider this rivalry to be the most contentious in the world. You've seen photos of family members where one is Milan, one is Inter, and it reminds me a little bit of the Merseyside Derby, where sometimes you can have family members where each, it's not the most contentious.
Except both teams are good.
Yeah, it's a little different. None of these are getting points.
Hypes it up a little
bit. And Sean Dyche isn't on the sideline for the other teams. But the one thing I will say, though, is as even though that's the case where maybe it's not contentious, you still don't want to perpetually lose to your biggest rival, in-stadium rival, if you will. You know, you don't want that. Mm-hmm. And for Pioli, who maybe there's some folks who say he should stay on and there's some folks who want him gone, when you look at that, and I hope whatever the hell just fell.
I love it because it probably didn't pick up in our mics, but that was like a significant hammer.
It was a cartoon bag of sand from the rafters. There it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they just got back up. There's a robot behind us marching towards us. I will say this. I forgot what I was saying. Oh, yeah. You can't lose all the derbies like this.
No.
You can't lose 10 derbies and expect to have your job moving forward. And I actually think a new manager may hopefully present a refreshing, because to show up to this derby, this listless is embarrassing.
Let's go back a whole year and change, right? So about the end of the winter break, Milan weren't good. Milan, under Pioli, the saving grace of their season was that deep Champions League run in which they get to the semifinal. But at the end of the day,
what was it, like three or four matches against Napoli? Is the Tin Man drunk behind us? What is happening here?
They weren't good, and they were revived because of a Champions League run, and they picked up a little bit of steam. But there were certain fallacies with this team. Wow, and it's getting louder and louder.
Yeah, it's getting closer.
But I think they've fallen back into, I had a little bit more hope for them. I think they've improved since that point, a year and forward, they've improved. But when you're talking about being competitive to the highest degree in Serie A, they weren't. They weren't able to do it.
Why do you think Chukwueze didn't play yesterday? And he played Yunus Musa, who's been a midfielder all season on the wing. Okafor comes in off the bench. If you're not starting Giroud and you move up a player like Leao, who said he doesn't like to play the nine anyways, you play him at the nine, and then you're playing a midfielder out wide and Adli in the middle, I just think that's the sign of a coach that has lost the team, has lost the right ideas to get the best out of this team. So it's a good thing that Pioli's not coming back if you're a Milan fan.
What does that mean for Pulisic?
Ooh. We will see, right?
Don't you think he's played?
I feel like he's played enough.
Yeah, Musa maybe not so much, but I think Pulisic has done well enough to at least have the confidence of the next manager.
You think not?
His goal contributions speak for themselves.
I agree.
Do you?
I just said I agree.
Okay.
Under you would have liked to have seen him. Just it's given the situation that for Pulisic it was great individually. But the team is not good enough.
Yeah, but that's not un-Christian.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's un-Christian.
And to step up and take the mantle when Leao has a
pretty
rough season.
Before you start manipulating my words.
I'm using your words against you.
No, I would have liked to have seen him continue under a manager that has given him a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
Who knows what can happen? Christian has obviously proved that he's good enough, no matter the manager, to continue good form. I'm just the particularity.
The trust in the manager. The particularity of this season
that the vibes were so right with Pioli and Pulisic. Pioli was the one that went after Pulisic, and there was a great synergy between manager and player.
Can I give you a nightmare scenario?
You look at it at a macro perspective. Milan needs a change. Milan needs to improve.
Can I offer you a nightmare scenario for Christian Pulisic? Milan do need a change.
Thomas Tuchel?
Yes. They hired Thomas Tuchel. That's a true nightmare scenario for
Why you gotta do that?
Sorry. Hold on.
Okay, well, on the flip side, let's turn this conversation around. We saw the connection between Pioli and Pulisic, his belief in him as a player. You know, Pulisic kind of coming into his own and wanting to be the guy and finally being the guy on this team. What kind of manager would he blossom and flourish under once they move on from Pioli, Chuck?
I think a manager that's going to play attacking style of football, not sitting back and playing a box midfield and having players drop deep. We saw with Christian when he was with Chelsea, not given the opportunity. They played him on the left, then next thing you know, a manager that likes to continue to rotate, that's not good for Christian. Christian needs to be playing every week, and we saw what that did for his confidence and the fact that he could stay healthy the whole season, right? That's not an issue for
me
anymore. But if you look at Milan, the player that I think disappointed given his ability is Rafa Leao. And Olivier Giroud, we knew he was on his last legs in Europe. He's going to be coming to MLS. So,
which is what happens when you're on your last legs in Europe, I guess.
You gotta.
You need a nine.
You gotta go out and get a nine.
And you need to recover the best version of Leao. Because when Leao is at his best, he's unplayable. He can win you championships. And that's what we saw with Inter, on the other hand, right? The partnership between Lautaro and Marcus Thuram was sensational. Mm-hmm. It was like, it's better than Lautaro and Lukaku when they won that Scudetto. They swapped one guy out and they found another guy that
for free.
Even better for free on
That's
top of that.
That's still crazy when you think
and,
about it.
And
Based
I
on
think
his production.
This is the best Lautaro we've seen. And his growth has been phenomenal. Add the midfield that has just had so much consistency, so much dynamic, so much movement,
much
fluidity.
Anchored by one of the best central defenders in the world.
Yeah. Çalhanoğlu has been sensational, but I think the evolution of Hakan Çalhanoğlu has also been significant. He was a 10. He was a 10 in Germany when he was at Bayer Leverkusen. And he, at Inter, they kind of like dropped him further back in the midfield. Mm-hmm. And at some point, he's like even deeper than the center backs in the build-up for Inter. And you have to give so much credit to Inzaghi as well.
Tons of credit.
Because the way that they play, the way that they just smother you with their numbers, with the overload, because they permit the fullbacks to get it, like, so freaking high, mm-hmm. which permits the center backs to charge into the opposition's half.
Yeah.
It's an extraordinary way of playing. No one has found a solution to it in Italy. I'm just a little bit saddened for them. Wow, look at Thuram.
Right, balling.
Wow, he's looking good.
You got to put him on a footballer's
fit.
I'm just a little bit saddened for them that he didn't get past Atletico Madrid, which
The Champions League. The question they were having yesterday on the post-match show. I mean, you said it. This is an incredibly complete team. You can't find really that many weaknesses at all. They blow everyone away. They clinch the Scudetto, you know, quite early in the season. When you look at some of the, you know, historical great Inter Milan sides, how will this team sort of measure up?
If they had been able to progress through Champions League,
that's the
but
thing.
This is this
I compare
is,
this to the 2010 team: Milito, Eto'o, Goran Pandev, Zanetti. Thiago Motta was on that team. Thiago Motta, Julio Cesar, Lucio, Maicon.
This is up there with that team. They don't have the names because obviously those players
they don't have a Champions League
achieved, right? Mm-hmm. So, but in terms of Serie A performance,
to win it with five matches left,
and the way that they have, incredible. You just feel that, man. If their last loss, do you know when their last loss was?
In
Serie A.
In Serie A, it was in. Was it to Sassuolo?
September.
Oof. Yeah.
2023. Wow. Sassuolo at home, but they lost to Sassuolo.
Crazy.
That was their only loss this season. Incredible. But if you're talking about Europe, which you have to, if you're including Inter Milan sides, this side cannot get that credit because they didn't take down
also,
the Champions
League
trophy.
Also, you mentioned Lau. I have a feeling, you know, there was a lot of rumors of him potentially being linked with PSG and some other clubs. Based on his Euros, I think you're going to see that there was a lot more that I think Pioli could have gotten out of him. I think the next manager.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
And when he's at his best.
He's unplayable.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's one of the best wingers in the world.
I could see him going to PSG.
That's the team that's perpetually been linked with him. Mm. Perpetually. But we'll see. Yeah. I think he's the type of, I don't know, but maybe there's a way you entice him to stay. Maybe a manager he likes, maybe someone you just brought up in Thiago Motta. I don't know
we'll
if he'd ever manage Milan.
I don't think he would ever take a Milan job.
I don't know.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.